head a little small.
More than anything else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The cows that y'all had, did y'all have beef cows or?
We had beef cattle, yeah. Of course, we keep the Jersey and the Guernsey for milk cows.
Yeah, the dairy.
Well, way back then, that's what we had later years, but back then we usually just kept whatever we get for cows. And they didn't.
Okay.
Some of them would be black, and some of them would be red dun, and some of them would be kind of frosty color, we call them, you know. Mm. But you'd get a hold of a pretty good cow back then of this kind. Of course, when the Jersey and Guernsey didn't come in, they'd milk better than we used them. Holstein, we had some of them too.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all sell milk, or did you have a dairy farm? Or?
No. We'd milk 4 or 5 cows, and we'd let the people work for us. That's what we paid them in, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff off in the place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Back them days, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They'd get milk and meat and corn to mix the meal, and we had a grist mill there. We ground the corn. You know. Mm-hmm. We had a hammer mill. It wasn't a hammer mill, it was a crusher. We'd crush up corn stuff for bran for the cattle, and we'd let them have that. They'd have, maybe some of them would have a cow, you know. They'd want hog to fatten or something. They'd take corn.
What about your chickens? Whereabouts did you keep them? You have a house?
They just roost around anywhere in the barn, in the tree, and everywhere else when we lived up there. But after we moved down to the lower place, we built a chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
Them built up on. We put in posts, focused posts on the ground, and we built it up, walled it down to about that far from the ground.
Yes, about.
Mm-hmm. Walled it up and put roosters all up in there. Go in there and fly up them. Had nests around the bottom. We'd have to stoop over to get in under them and get the eggs out of the nest.
Yeah. Did they ever build any little, kind of a little place out there with just a little tent over to something that they could run in, a little shelter just to get in out of the rain? Did they put for the chickens or the biddies, anything? Did they?
No, we didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm. About how
of course, this had a roof over it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Didn't understand.
Mm-hmm. About how many chickens would you keep?
Oh, we'd have around 50 or 60 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't in the chicken business today.
Mm-hmm. That'd give you plenty.
We had some to kill along with them. Some lay a few eggs.
Yes. And let's see. What did you, when you were coming up, did you hunt and fish very much?
Didn't have time.
Hmm.
Yes. I used to go out a few times possum hunting, me and some of the boys. And, of a night, but I didn't have time not much. No, we didn't fish much.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the possum. What other kinds of small animals like the possum do they have around? Did they have around when you were coming up?
Well, they had the coons and the possums, and of course there's plenty of skunks around. Nobody didn't fool them much. Some of them coon hunt and possum hunt, and they're out and rabbit hunt. There's plenty of rabbits in the country there.
Yes,
squirrels.
Did they have different kinds of squirrels?
Two kinds, a red and a gray squirrel.
Which one was the bigger of those two?
The red squirrel was the biggest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. What about larger animals did you, what kinds of larger animals did you have around?
Well, I didn't have any more larger animals. Wild, you're talking about?
Yes.
I think some of them. Well, they had a few deer scattered around back then. I hardly ever seen any of them. Be back off for the out in the woods. And I'd hear of a bear once in a while. Somebody talking about seeing a bear.
Did you ever see one when you were coming up?